are we doing this morning? I know the enemy doesn't like when we get together and we worship God, but he's a liar and a loser. And we're glad that you are here this morning on this frosty last Sunday of 2025. As you know, we're not having a New Year's Eve service, so this is it. But we've called this morning Anointing Sunday, Anointing Service. And just so you know what's going to happen, we have allowed the kids to go, but we're going to call them back before too long. I'm going to speak very shortly, Jeff. Don't you mock me. And then we're going to call the kids and families back. And what we're going to ask is if you would keep your family together, your kids under control with you, as you always do. Not really. I'm not looking anywhere. But for that time, when we come back, please gather your kids together. We're going to have an anointing service, and just simply means praying a blessing over one another. What are you expecting God to do in the new year? What are your needs right now, and what are you trusting God for? So if you come, and we're trusting each family will come, we're going to have our prayer team here this morning. They're going to be ready with oil and anointing and words and encouragement. But if you have a need, we want to pray for the need. And if you have a big prayer on your heart for the coming year, we're going to join that with you together to join our prayers with yours to believe God for an amazing 2026. And also, we've asked our prayer team to be ready to prophesy, to speak a word of encouragement to one another. And so the simplest form of prophecy is to encourage. It's not the only form, it's the simplest. But it's to speak a word that edifies and encourages and builds up the church. And so we've asked our prayer team to come ready. It doesn't mean we have some specific plan written down. Some may have a word, a scripture, someone on their heart. But as you respond, we're going to ask you to come, and we'll anoint with oil, we'll take time and pray. Amen? And we'll believe God for healing. We believe God for miracles. We believe God to speak financial blessing, whatever. God is amazing. And so I'm already taking longer than I planned, Jeff, so let me back up and speak from the Word of God. I have Luke up there. I've got a number of scriptures I'm going to just quote, but Luke chapter 1, verse 37, if you know the Christmas story, and this is where we start, is nothing is impossible for God. Amen? When I read that verse, I thought, that's the verse for Anointing Sunday. Nothing is impossible. You know, the announcement to Mary, how can this be? He says, nothing is impossible with God. Amen? Do you believe that this morning? And so, as we come for prayer, as we just lay hands on quickly, we're not setting time limits. I'm going to have the band come back in a few moments and the kids come back, so it's going to be a little different. But we're going to invite families, individuals to come and just receive prayer. Let us anoint with oil, just as a symbol of God's presence and blessing upon your life. And let's believe God for an amazing season ahead, no matter what your season has been. So that's the plan, Lord willing. So I'm asking you these questions. What are you believing for next year? What are you praying for? We want to join with and encourage and stand with you. So number one, put the slide up there. Our dreams, visions going forward should be based on the greatness of God rather than on the smallness of man. Do you believe that? God, nothing's impossible with God. Luke 1 verse 37. You know, I heard a guy challenge another man, another speaker is talking to an atheist, and he says, how can you explain the incarnation? Like, how do you believe that? God became man. How, explain that. Show me that. Prove that. And the guy was much wiser than me, and that's why I stole some of his words, but he's like, okay, you explain to me consciousness. You explain to me light, gravity, eternity, what? Like, explain one of those to me. We can based on the evidence that we see, we talk about a consciousness, but tell me, where does it come from? What is it? And so the guy had no answer, which we don't. Like, explain it. Explain gravity. You can explain because of what you see, but okay, so what? Where did that come from? I could name a bunch of things. And so his answer was, we shouldn't be surprised if there's some mystery about God. Some things that are just, wow, God is Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. And all we can do to explain it is look at the evidence that's here and say, well, you know, that's the best explanation for what's here. Amen? That's the best explanation of gravity by what's here. It sucks us onto the earth. Hallelujah. We don't float away. We can just look at the evidence, and that's the best answer. And so we talk about Jesus. Just look at the evidence. That's the best explanation for God and for him coming in the flesh and sending his son, Jesus. Amen? So when we start here, when we start to pray, when we want to ask God for a vision, we're asking God for a dream, we're asking God for a blessing and anointing on your life, his presence to go with you into the new year, all we're saying is pray from a place believing that God is big and that he's able and that he's way beyond some government or some financial institution or some, I don't know what people are listening to anymore these days, that tries to suck the life out of them and depress them. Look to God. We can't explain a lot of things, but we can look at it and say, I see God in this. God is working. Here's some big words for you, and I know you know them all. He's omnipotent. Amen? There's nothing that's impossible for God. We've already said it. Jeremiah says, nothing too hard for you. Genesis 18 says, anything too hard for the Lord? And the answer is no, and it could read a whole bunch more. He's omniscient. He knows everything. Job 37:16, do you know how the clouds hang poised? Those wonders of him who is perfect in knowledge? Tell me why. Explain that one. But God is perfect in his knowledge. Psalm 147, the great is the Lord and mighty and power, in mighty and power. His understanding has no limits. How many more do you want? Romans 11. I'll move on. Omnipresent. He's everywhere. Psalm 137, verses 7 to 12. Go read it. I don't want to take the time. There is nothing outside of God. He's immutable. He's unchanging. He's eternal. He's sovereign. We can go to look at, preach every one of these. He's faithful. He's good. He's gracious. He's love. So all I'm trying to say is when we pray this morning, encourage one another, let's do it from a place of believing God is amazing. Yeah. And he knows everything, and he knows the future, and he knows the past, and he knows our stories, and he knows what we need better than we do, and we can trust him with our families. We've been singing about it. We speak Jesus. Amen? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Who else is there to serve? Come on. So we end this year, and we start a new year. Make a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. That's it. It's settled. Number two, sorry, I'm taking too long, Jeff. He's the one that's giving me a hard time. Our desires and prayers should be rooted in knowing God's plans and purposes for our lives. Amen? So as we pray this morning, let's do it with a good theology of God, who he is, and also knowing that he has a good plan for our life. And what I mean by this is we partner with the Holy Spirit. It's not necessarily what we want for next year, is what does God want for next year? What does God want for my family, for my life, for my ministry, for my situation? God, speak into it. And we partner with you, Holy Spirit, and as we pray for one another, as we lay hands on one another, as we encourage one another, that's what we're asking. Holy Spirit, come and speak life into this. It's just a simple word. We speak life. We speak Jesus. Over family, over situations. You know, there's so many people sick right now in the hospital. Yesterday we were visiting Lori's mom. She's got her lung problem again. We were praying for her. And while we're there, I get a phone call. Lori gets a call from our friends up in Swan Hills. Their son had just been flown in with a heart attack with an air ambulance helicopter. So we're in the hospital. We go over to the emergency, and they're looking at us like we're crazy, and we say, well, we're his pastor, and they phone up, and he doesn't know who his pastor is because it's the son of the, it's the mother who we were the pastors of 40 years ago. Is your name pastor, or we are the pastors, preachers? What, like, they don't even know what a pastor is anymore. So anyhow, they let us in, you go through, and just rows and rows of, anyhow, you don't want to know, and some of the emergency stuff's in the news right now, but we get to him. His name is Joey. You can pray for him. We lay our hands on him. We pray for him. We speak to him. I mean, the chances of us being three corridors over from emergency is crazy. So we pray with him, tell his mom, send pictures. She thanks us. And to make a long story short, he got two stents put in about an hour, and he's doing well. So we just thank God. In our medical system, that's a miracle. But it's like we know God has plans and purposes for our lives. He's leading us. Sometimes we think, hey, we're just doing something. We're dropping off some meal for Lori's mom and some cherry pie and some cream that the hospital doesn't really necessarily want in there, but that's okay. And God has plans. So what I'm saying to you is, as we pray, what is God's plans for your life? And what I want us to pray is, okay, Lord, thy will be done. Your plan, let it be perfect. Ministry, life, church, this church, your family, my family. What does God want? We partner with the Holy Spirit. Ask Jesus what he wants for you in your life in the coming year. That's what we want to pray into. Number three, and this is the last one. We should exercise our faith as we pray today and go forward into this new year. Simply use faith as we come for prayer. Faith is evidence of things hoped for. I liked it. It was Edie who was reading at the, I guess it was the Silverados, that little story on hope. And it was an amazing story, but one of the lines that stuck out for me, it begins with hope. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? I pray God of hope, the God of all hope, stirs up some hope in you this morning. And then faith is the evidence of that, takes hold of that. You know, I shared it in My Powerful Wisdom a couple of weeks ago. It's like mixing cement, faith and hope. You need those ingredients, and they come together. And you take hold of that by faith. But what are you hoping for? That's where it starts. Without hope, let's just go home and, I want to say, shoot ourselves. But don't do that. That would be terrible. I'm not even joking when I say that. Don't. Let's have hope for our kids. Hope for our lives. You're looking at a bank account that's... You got hope? I tell you, I've seen God do miracles. You don't want to know all the miracles. Right in this house. God is a God of miracles. So let's have hope. Let's step into this with faith this morning. The thing is the evidence of things hoped for, that confident expectation for good. I always remember this is 100 years ago too, a guy praying, and he's like, yeah, you know, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. So they're over there praying, and Lord, your word says this. And they look up, and the mountain's still there, and it's like, yeah, just like I thought it would be. I knew it would still be there. Let's have some faith this morning. As we pray, some mountains will be moved. Some circumstances, some changes, some doors open, some depression broken. I don't even know what to speak into, but as we're praying today, let's believe that God answers prayer. So in conclusion, we know the greatness of God. And when you know it, and when that seeps into you, then you say, okay, Lord, I want to partner with you. Your will be done in my life. What is it you want? I want that for my family and for my home. Speak to me, Lord. Show me. Show me a scripture. Show me a word. Give me the word, but give me something to hang on to for my life. And sometimes God just gives us a word. And I've shared over the years on New Year's Day or evenings or different times, sometimes God just gives you a word for the year, and you hang on to that, and you see his faithfulness through it. Let's partner with the Holy Spirit. Let's know his greatness, partner with the Holy Spirit, and then let's have hope and confidence that as we pray together, God is going to be here to answer prayer. So what we're going to do this morning in a moment is I'm going to ask the prayer team. We have an amazing prayer team. We talk about it. We don't say much about it, but we meet regularly. We talk about prophetic. We talk about just the how we want to do it in this house. Every house has rules, how we operate, the etiquette of prayer, praying with two, not men with women, all the things. And we speak into those things. So we do have a prayer team. When we say we have a prayer team, we have a prayer team. And you know if you're part of that prayer team, and you know if you're not part of that prayer team. And we are going to be more specifically asking only our prayer teams pray at the altar and in prayer times, because people have gotten themselves into trouble. People off the street coming in, and they all of a sudden are prophets in the house, and we will have to rebuke them publicly. But we do these things because we want to be careful. We want to honor God in this house. I'm talking to the choir here, but if you have a word and you're praying for your brother and sister out there, that's fine. But when it represents this house, then we have etiquette, and we have a DNA, and we have some household rules that we follow, biblical, of course. But there's ways we do things. Is that okay? Yeah. And so this morning, I'm going to ask if the prayer team that's here, and a number away, and a number are sick, and some are in the Sunday school, but I'm going to call them back, if you would come and stand here with me, the entire prayer team that's here. Thank you. And then, right now we have two bottles of oil over there, so we'll have to mix them up, get your hands oily. Thank you, guys. And somebody give Les a hand for snowblowing that whole parking lot out there. Just in case you're wondering why his hair's sticking up. He was working like a slave over there. So the oil, yeah, the oil is over there. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, and there's enough of us, and we can take as much time or as little time as we want. I'm going to ask if there's any band left to come. Maybe it just might be the keyboard, okay? We need some prayer people to stay here too. Yeah, thanks, you guys. Come. We're going to ask the teachers and the kids to come back in a moment. But here's what we would like to do. If and when you come, and we're trusting everyone in the building will come, feel free. If you don't want to, that's fine. There's no pressure. It's a free world. But we love to pray with each and every one and pray for ourselves and pray for this and anoint each other with oil. But here's what we'd like to do is when you come, ask, I'm asking the prayer team, ask if there's a specific need right now that you have. Maybe it's for healing, maybe it's financial, maybe it's just you have something on your heart right now that we can pray for and agree with. And then also ask, I'm asking the prayer guys, what are your big dream, big prayer for the next year? Maybe you're trusting God for something significant next year, ministry, personal, family, holiday, life, I don't know. But you have a dream, and you believe God is big and can do the impossible. Not little puny prayers, big prayers, okay? Little puny prayers are okay too. R.T. used to, whatever his name was, Kendall used to say, you know, the ghost of a whisper of a prayer. Sometimes you just have that, and God answers those. Yeah. So be prepared to just share if you have a need, you have a desire. And then I've asked the guys to just be ready. Maybe they have a scripture. Maybe they'll prophesy something specific, just encouraging to you. Not directional, not telling you to go marry somebody, but to just encourage your life. So that's what we'd like to do this morning. Amen? And if the band that's available, it's getting thinned out, thank you. Got lots of Kleenexes. That's good. I like that. Oil and Kleenexes. So as the band... Oh, sorry. Can you call the kids back? Somebody get all the kids back. And if you have family, please make them sit with you. I don't want kids running around the back, kicking and fighting like usual. I want families together. And if you're concerned about them making noise, bring them quickly to the front and we'll pray for them. And then you look after them, okay? But we just want to invite you on this anointing Sunday as we end the year and look to a new year to be free to say, hey, pray for me. Lay your hands on me. Let's believe God for miracles. Amen? Financial, spiritual, emotional, physical. And if you have someone in the family that's in the hospital, a number of us do, someone who's sick today is not here, then just stand in the gap for them and believe. So welcome, kids. Come on in. Sit with your families. Just give them a moment. We still got lots of time. You made the effort to drive all the way here in blizzards. We don't want to waste time. Go find your family. There he is. I can tell you who your dad is right there. Hang on to these kids. I mean that seriously. Keep your kids with you today. Otherwise, it's going to be not an anointing service. There will be a different kind of anointing. The fivefold ministry without the anointing. Oh, forgive me. Forgive me, my daughter. Thank you, you guys. So as you guys have a song or you just want to play, be free. I like any of the songs you sang this morning. They're beautiful. And then I'm going to invite, just come. If you want to wait a moment while others are being prayed for, that's fine too. But just let's just take time this morning, anoint one another and pray. And as I said, those with small kids, if you want to come first right away, that's a sweet way to do it. Welcome. Let's get some oil.